Reish Nun Dalad Sif Hey. Okay, we're talking about cooking. Okay, we're not going to talk about baking. So again, the general rule is we have to be careful not to put anything up to cook, even before Shabbos, even on Erev Shabbos, unless it's completely cooked or at least partially cooked, minimally cooked, I should say. At least it's minimally cooked before Shabbos. That minimally cooked is what we call machal ben rosoi. It's either a third or a half cooked. In other words, something has to be a third or a half cooked before Shabbos in order to allow us to put it on the fire and continue cooking into Shabbos. Now, how about that's cooking or roasting? But in the machaber, we'll get into something else. Ein osim sam l'kach sheicha. Also, before it gets started, before Shabbos begins, Friday afternoon, you're not allowed to put pas l'tanur. You're not allowed to put bread into the oven. Now again, just as a side, you should know when we talk about in the time of the Gemara, or also in Halacha, we'll see, when they used to bake bread differently than they do now. They had an oven, and the oven, again, was a tanur, was very hot. And what they used to do is they used to slap, or whatever word you want to use, the dough against the wall of the oven and used to bake based upon the attachment to the oven. Then when it was baked or sufficiently baked, they had a spatula type of implement we'll see about later, and they used to do redida. They used to take the thing and scrape off the bread. Think of it like a pita type of thing, and scrape it off the wall, and then you have bread. That's what they used to do. It's not like we do today. So just bear that in mind as we go through the halacha. So now, you can't put bread into the oven close to Shabbos. El kadei shiyah karmu, skip the parentheses, paneha. Unless there's enough time, again, the same way that we said by food, it has to be sufficiently cooked before Shabbos. So too with something you bake. But with baking, it has to be krimas panim, which as the Ramah explains, it has to be that the bread begins to crust over. We'll see what that means. In other words, it has to be that level of baked in order for you to be allowed. Again, it has to get to that point before Shabbos so you could allow it to continue baking into Shabbos. K'shekarmu panam duvakim b'tanur, the face of, so to speak, of the bread, which is stuck to the tanur. Now you understand what that means, has to begin to crust over. So again, we can imagine if you picture this, so there's two parts. There's the part that's this level that's stuck to the wall, and then there's the other side, which is on the facing the air, so to speak, of the oven. So again, when we talk about that it has to begin to crust, that's talking about the area of the bread that's stuck to the wall. Velo charora, and also like a cake type of thing. You also can't put that agave gacholim. You can't put on the coals. Again, it's a similar type of idea. El kadesh yerkama panel. Unless, again, it begins to cross over that part which is near the fire. So again, the part that's not near the fire maybe is not so baked. But the part that's near the fire is beginning to get harder, begin to crust. So again, that would be enough to allow you to leave it on the fire in the oven so that it completely bakes. So again, it's a similar idea as we have by cooking, but it's by baking. And the Ramah says, "V'chol prusa ve'enach kol sheporsa ve'enach chutim nimshachim korup krimas panim." The Ramah explains that if you pull the dough, and the dough would not have little parts coming out of it, so then that would be considered already that it is already considered baked enough. You'd be allowed to leave it in the oven for the rest of Shabbos. Okay, case number two, pashtida opladin. Now, let's say you have something, remember we had this pashtida before? It's sort of like a calzone. In other words, you have, again, let's take the baking idea a little further. We're baking something in the oven. We're baking it before Shabbos. We put it in before Shabbos, and it's going to remain that way during Shabbos. So, okay, until now we were talking about, today we were talking about something you bake. So again, you slap it on the side of the wall of the oven. But let's say it's something like, as we mentioned before, a calzone type of thing. In other words, I'm baking something. Calzone is, right, it's dough. And in the middle, it's stuffed with some stuff, whatever you have inside, right, depending on what you want to get. Mishbura's case, it could be meat inside. There could be other things inside, all sorts of things inside. You know, a mini Shabbos meal all rolled into one, right? So now, how do you do that? Let's say you put that into the oven before Shabbos. So it's baking and it's cooking at the same time, right? In other words, it's baking. The dough part is cooking, is baking, and the inside, the stuffing, is cooking. So now we're going to bring everything all together. And not only that, but don't forget, in this case, the baking is a little more complicated. Why? Because, as the Ramah says, Sark Shiyar Karmu Paneha L'mala L'mata, the top and the bottom face has to bake over. In other words, when you think of it, if you want to think of it this way, let's say this is the calzone, and inside, again, let's say it's closed on this side, right? And inside I have the stuffing. So we say that it has to bake over what? This part, which is slapped against the wall, or this part, or the bottom of this part. What's considered the bottom? Is it this bottom or is it this bottom? Which one is it? Right? Because the calzone has a cavity. So what's the top and what's the bottom? So that's what the Ramah says. The Ramah says in that case, it has to be the top and the bottom. In other words, the top and the bottom of the calzone has to be baked over. And the stuffing that's inside, that's cooking. So that has to be cooked minimally, like we said at the beginning. Minimally, kamachal ben yosai, or half or a third cooked. So in other words, with this calzone, this flesh of calzone type of thing, we have all the halakhas we've been learning in Reish and Dalet all put together. We have baking and we have cooking all together. I'm putting it on before Shabbos, and I want it to cook through Shabbos. I want to use it for lunch or whatever the case may be. So again, I could put it in before Shabbos, and it's going to cook, bake, and cook into Shabbos, but I got to cover all the bases. First of all, the calzone, the inside and the outside of the cavity has to be baked sufficiently, top and bottom, because what's the top and what's the bottom? And the stuffing that's on the inside, let's say the meat and all the stuff that's inside, that has to be at least makal ben drosoy, and that would allow me to allow it to stay in the oven to continue to completely bake slash cook throughout Shabbos. Okay? Okay, we'll continue this tomorrow. Bring that up. Okay.